Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
A government TD says a new coalition must urgently criminalise catfishing after a Derry football star became the latest person to fall victim to the online ruse. The PSNI is investigating the high-profile GAA catfish scam, while Gardaí have urged members of the public not to share images which contain misinformation, disinformation and fake news. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this. What's it all about, Barry?
Catfishing is the creation of a fake online persona, Cormac, with the intention of drawing the target into a romantic relationship or to commit fraud. It can often lead to emotional manipulation and or financial loss. And the culprits usually use bogus photographs taken from others and lie about their personal details. In 2022, broadcasters The Two Johnnies revealed how 30 men, including many GAA stars and Johnny B himself, had been catfished by the same woman on dating apps and social media. Last week, the pair alleged the fraudster is continuing to snare victims, in particular GAA players, and the GAA Catfish podcast has been downloaded over 2 million times, with The Two Johnnies saying they've been contacted since by TDs, Gardaí and even more victims.
So what else is known about the GAA Catfish's most recent activities?
The alleged con woman has been operating under various aliases, including most recently Aoife Kennedy. She's also used a network of Instagram accounts to convince targets she's real, often using images of influencers and models. Indeed, the influencer Faye Louise Brennan says she's considering legal action after her images were used by the catfisher to hoodwink GAA players. The alleged perpetrator is from Northern Ireland, and a member of the Derry senior football panel is believed to be one of her most recent victims. She's alleged to have shared photographs of the GAA player and his child taken from his own profile or other online sources. And the fake Aoife Kennedy also posted videos from high-profile matches the player was involved in, including in Croke Park, and had told him she'd be the victim of a rape and physical assault at the hands of another GAA player. And the Derry victim never met the woman, but became suspicious when she asked for his bank details. He subsequently blocked her and claims he was then bombarded with messages from social media accounts, email addresses and phone numbers linked to the catfish.
And what has the reaction to all of this been?
It's understood the Gaelic Players Association has offered support to the victim through the GPA representative of the Derry senior panel. The GPA has also contacted its 4,000 members, warning them of a catfish scam targeting inter-county players and telling them to be wary of any interactions through social media with people they don't know. The body also offered advice for staying safe, as well as contacts for a counselling service for anyone affected. The Derry County Board has so far declined to comment, but a spokesperson for the Ulster Council and Croke Park pointed to how the GPA has issued guidance to its members on this matter. Separately, Derry singer Dungiven's own Quigg says he fears he may have been the original victim of the hoax several years ago, prompting concerns around the scale of the number of potential victims here. A spokesperson for the PSNI confirmed how police received a report of harassment on Monday 13th of January and inquiries are ongoing.
And what are the Garda Síochána saying about all of this?
While there's no active Garda investigation taking place, Gardaí have this evening warned against sharing images and commentary purporting to be about the GAA catfish scam. In a statement to Drive Time, they say, "An Garda Síochána is aware of commentary and images in circulation online which contain misinformation, disinformation and fake news. Once again, An Garda Síochána appeal to the public to independently verify any information that is shared on social media and or received through direct messaging sharing apps. We ask that people consider the wider implications to resharing misinformation.
So what happens then if victims of the GAA catfish scam make complaints to the Gardaí or the PSNI? What could potentially happen next, Barry?
It's illegal to post pictures of someone else's child without their consent. So that's one avenue detectives might explore here. But catfishing in and of itself is not illegal north or south of the border. So this a grey area, as senior barrister Tony McGillicuddy explains.
The first thing to say is that there is, in fact, no general offence of impersonating another. So there's no offence in Irish law for one person impersonating another person. So if the Gardaí do take a statement from a person, they may then have to look at whether other offences might come into play. Those other offences which might come into play, depending on the factual scenario, might be, I suppose, the offence of harassment. That's an offence which is long-standing in the law but has actually been recently updated in 2023 by the Oireachtas. What it is it's somebody who's persistently communicating with another, and that kind of persistent communications are such that an ordinary person would see that they were persistently interfering with the peace and privacy of that other person.
At the moment, catfishing itself, it's not technically illegal.
It's not, but the general act of, you know, using somebody else's identity or their picture and then communicating with another, that of itself, it does not appear to be illegal. In another scenario, it may be that the person who is catfishing, so the perpetrator of it, may use the communications to blackmail a person and seek money from them. And in those circumstances, it might be the offence of blackmail. There's another scenario in which if the catfishing is taken a step further by the perpetrator and they seek money from the person, you know, as some part of what's known as romance fraud, or that the recipient, the victim, is somebody who's vulnerable and they're asked to kind of hand over money, then that may become an offence of deception, where the person, the perpetrator, is using a dishonest approach, and they're using that to make a gain for themselves. There are circumstances, I think, in which at the moment it may lead or move into the criminal sphere, but it depends on the nature of the communications, how persistent they are, the purpose of them, and whether it takes that step into the involvement of people handing over money, or else people perhaps being blackmailed in some form because of the communications between persons.
And that's barrister Tony McGillicuddy there. That seems like a really grey area, doesn't it? That I could take your persona, Barry, and make requests of a third party, and there's no clear-cut law around that. I don't know. There's been political reaction, though, you say, to this GAA catfish controversy.
The Sinn Féin MLA for Fermanagh South Tyrone, Gemma Dolan, is urging the North's Justice Minister for an update on what protections are in place for victims of catfishing. Here, the outgoing Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, in October said there was no need for specific law to criminalise catfishing, but Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow Wexford, Malcolm Byrne, who has a special interest in online safety, he's urging an urgent rethink.
In the case of the social media companies, they need to respond much more seriously to this challenge, to the challenge of fake accounts and indeed identity fraud. If they're not taking action, then we have to look at the role of the regulators. There's also the challenge, I think, around education. This is for everybody. It's not just as part of the school system. We need public information campaigns in much the way that people would be familiar, for instance, with the radio and TV ads around sharing of intimate images online and how that is a crime. We need people to understand now about the dangers of catfishing and identity fraud.
Should the incoming government look at criminalising catfishing as a matter of urgency?
I think so, because this is something where people, you know, can lose out financially and can also end up putting people in potentially situations that are very dangerous. You know, this is something that needs to be taken quite seriously. And it is a case that we're seeing an increasing number of people affected by it.
Your former colleague in the Shannon, Lisa Chambers, she proposed a bill in October to make catfishing an offence under the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act. Is this something you and your party will take up now when back in government from tomorrow?
It very much is a case. There are victims as a result of catfishing, but we've got to take this question, these questions around identity fraud and cyber attack seriously.
That's Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne there. What of victims of catfishing then, whether it be the GAA scam or otherwise? What's the advice to them this evening?
The advice is to seek support. Psychologist Maddie Coyne, who specialises on the impact of catfishing and featured in the Two Johnnies podcast, she says the effects can be profound.
Being a victim of a catfish can really erode your whole sense of trust in people. Such a vulnerable space to be in to actually develop a relationship with someone online. But to believe that you're in a relationship or building on something with someone, and then all the, you know, critical elements involved in that, and sharing, beginning to share vulnerabilities, share your time with somebody, hope that this will become something, and believing that that person is who they say they are. And when that is taken away from you and you are betrayed in this way, it completely can shatter your whole sense of trust. It can bring up past traumas, shake your whole view of the world, and it can have really devastating consequences.
And more people are coming forward for help since new details of the GAA catfish emerged last week. Nexus is Northern Ireland's leading charity supporting people impacted by sexual abuse and abusive relationships. It dealt with one of the GAA catfish's first alleged victims back in 2022. And its CEO, Joanne Barnes, says they've seen a marked increase in general calls to the helpline about catfishing and the effects it can have on people over recent days.
Yes, we've had more contacts through the Domestic and Sexual Abuse Helpline, which we host on behalf of the Department of Justice, Communities and Health in Northern Ireland. So it's our national helpline in the north. So yes, we've seen an increase in the number of people coming forward, disclosing that sort of online abuse, catfishing, grooming, extortion being a number of the issues that then fall out of that sort of catfishing sphere. So we, I suppose, are really wanting to concentrate on destigmatising, getting support for these issues. It is just as relevant as someone who experiences an in-person sexual assault. It can be as impactful to someone.
And that's Joanne Byrne, CEO of Nexus. What are the social media companies in saying this evening, Barry?
And they've been criticised for not doing enough to protect victims and stop catfishing. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, has so far declined to respond to a request for comment. The dating app Hinge has previously said it has strong regulations in place to stop fake accounts, including selfie verification.
Barry Lenihan, thank you very much indeed for that report. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised by Barry in his report, support is available at rte.ie/helplines. You can email drivetime@rte.ie.